Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Here's the 2-2. Swing and a foul tip. It is held. Strike three. They asked the third base umpire, Manny Gonzalez. He confirms the call. D. Gordon saying that ball hit the dirt, but they asked the third base umpire. It is a strikeout, number six for Gio. And he's getting a standing ovation as he heads to the dugout on the first base side.
Dave Jagler, as heard last night here on 106.7 The Fan, the Nats pounded the Marlins 10-1 as they continue to run away and hide with the NL East. Want to get into Gio Gonzalez and the Nats in just a moment. Reminder, Joe Theismann calls Redskins Ravens tonight on the team's broadcast network. He joins me at 11 a.m. on Grant and Danny Sands Danny today. So 25 minutes from right now, Joe Theismann live as the Redskins prepare for a game he will call this evening just north on 95 in Baltimore. Back into the Skins next hour. Gio Gonzalez last night, sensational. Again, one run in seven innings of six strikeout baseball, didn't walk anybody. Who is this person wearing number 47? No walks, pitch efficiency, deep into starts. None of these things were customary for Gio over the last few seasons. He has reverted back nearly to his 2012 form when he won 21 games and finished third in the Cy Young vote. Newsflash, as of right now, he's got a chance to finish in the top five in Cy Young balloting again. Do you realize that Gio Gonzalez has basically the exact same earned run average as Chris Sale? Chris Sale has a 2.57, Gio has a 2.59. Only Kershaw, the best pitcher on the planet and a surefire Hall of Famer, and Scherzer, the best pitcher on his staff and a guy who's going to win the Cy Young for the second time in two seasons in the NL and for the third time in his career, have a better NL ERA than Gio Gonzalez. I don't think people understand how crazy the year he's having is. And this is not like a smoke and mirrors weird thing that's happening. Now, there's certainly some luck. I'll get into that in a second. But his batting average against, how often is he getting hit? How many base hits is he giving up? Is 209. That's what the league is hitting against Gio. 209. That's nothing. His whip, base runners every inning, walks and hits per innings pitched. Okay, so when you hear someone talk about whip, that means how many base runners get on per inning. You want to be under one if you're elite, particularly as a reliever. Starters, it's really hard to do that. So the best in baseball, guys like Kershaw, Scherzer, Sale, Kluber, they can have sub-one whips in great years. Guys like Gio are normally going to be well over one. He's at 1.1 right now. He's not issuing batters on base opportunities. So I did a little bit of a deep dive yesterday to try to figure out what exactly is going right with Gio this year. And I want to get into some of the specifics in just a moment. Now, we'll get to that in a second. You can tweet me throughout the show at Grant H. Paulson about whatever is on your mind. And I want to read a few tweets here, most of them coming in on what we started the show with, which is Redskins-Ravens tonight. Josh says he's excited to see how the running game does. Also wants to see how the defense has improved. Now, the running game early in the preseason very rarely gets off to a quick start because it's a very vanilla running game. You're not pulling a lot of guards. You're not doing a lot of things that you're going to do in the regular year to free up space for your ball carriers. It's kind of a one-on-one, mano-a-mano, you either move someone off the ball or you don't type running game. So we'll see if the offensive front can beat Baltimore's defensive front in the first drive. John is not sold on the safety position. He says the narrative is always the same. It's always supposed to be better in training camp, and the secondary is typically terrible. And he's right about that. When have they spent on a young guy in his prime like Swearinger? I mean, normally it's guys like Goldson or Madu Williams or Oshimogu Atagwe who are at the tail end of their career. So I think Swearinger's a little bit different, right? And when's the last time they were plugging in a top two-round pick to start who's homegrown? Sua Cravens. It's been a little while. I mean, they haven't drafted a guy to play safety in the top couple rounds before Sua Cravens since Laron Landry out of LSU at sixth overall. He gave him some pretty solid production. So I think this, from a personnel standpoint, is a little bit different. I got a question here from our boy Rich who says, what would Danny say about you singing Work, Work, Work by Rihanna? Danny would pretend like he's never heard the song. That's what Danny would do. Danny would say, who's Rihanna? What song is that? I don't know why he does this bit, and I hate talking about Danny when he's at the beach and can't defend himself, but I'll do it anyway. He does this thing where he always pretends like he hasn't heard of whatever song or artist he doesn't like, instead of just saying he doesn't like it. So that's probably what he would do. But you can keep tweeting me at Grant H. Pulse, and I'll read the best of the tweets as they come in throughout the show. But back to Gio Gonzalez and why his season's going so well after last night. I boiled it down to a couple things. See, he's actually striking out fewer batters last year than in the past. He's walking more batters this year than in the last couple seasons. He's giving up home runs at the same or a worse rate than he has at any point in the last few seasons. So you go, okay, striking fewer guys out. He's walking more guys. His home run rate is up. None of those things are good. Well, what's going on? His ground ball percentage is down. You want your ground ball percentage up. He got ground balls 54% of the time last year, about 48% of the time this year. Why is he better? That's what you're wondering. Well, I'll tell you right now why. Number one, because he's stranding base runners. In his career, his left on base percentage is about 74%. This year, 85% of the time he's stranding base runners, up 11% from his career number. Last year, when he really struggled, for the season, he stranded about 67% of runners. This year, it's 85%. It's a massive difference. So that's the biggest reason for his success, his batting average with runners in scoring position. The other thing is that he has been lucky. I talk sometimes about batting average balls in play. You don't need to know what that is. I don't want to get too nerdy on you in the middays here on 106.7 The Fan, but just understand how often the ball is hit, it lands for a hit. It is a stat that teams keep. And the reason that they do that is to figure out if you're getting lucky or unlucky with balls that are falling in. Last year, he was slightly unlucky. Normally, you want your batting average balls in play about 300. His was 316, which means he was 16 points unlucky. This year, it's 246, which means he's 54 points lucky. And more importantly, that he's about 80 points luckier than he was last year. So some of this is kind of unsustainable luck. But guess what? It's August 10th. There's only 6 weeks left in the season. He's got the third best ERA in the National League. He's been amazing. Here is my question for you. It's a heavy football day with the Redskins playing the Ravens. There's not going to be a lot of time to take calls on the Nats. We're getting back into the Skins at 11 with Joe Theismann. Then we'll talk about some concerns for the Skins this year. But I'm going to give you this next segment to call in because here's what I want you to discuss. 800-636-1067 is the number. First, your thoughts on the year Gio's having. You can't possibly be happier for anybody else. Such a good human being. But second, and maybe more importantly, other than Gio, which national has been your most pleasant surprise this year? We'll call it the Gio Gonzalez Award. Which player has given you the most above what you expected this season on this team? Because there's a lot of guys overachieving. But who gets your Gio Award so far for 2017? 800-636-1067. I'll give you a few names next. I want to take your calls. Nats fans, phones are open for you on Grant and Danny on Football Day in D.C.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.